Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Paris 2024 is officially a go, and the Olympic torch is arriving at Jacaranda FM.
It is in fact arriving currently. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Olympic medalist and torchbearer, Llewellyn Herbert!
Llewellyn Herbert is here!
Woo! Incoming torch!
In comes the torch.
Yes, yes.
In comes the legend. Hello, Mr. Herbert. Come and join us,
There's
please.
Nothing for you to jump over in the studio. Unfortunately, we should have put a chair in your way and you would have just smashed your way right over.
That is an incredible thing that Llewellyn has just brought in. We're putting it down very gently.
Welcome to The Drive with Robin Roz, Llewellyn Herbert.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks for coming to join us. What a thing, man. Do you get like nostalgic when these things roll around?
Yes. I get emotional when I saw the opening ceremony and just look at everything happening there. It brings back so much memories.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, tears sometimes, just think about everything.
What are some of your favorite memories from the Olympic Games?
Well, definitely my medal, the bronze medal. My first Olympics was 1996, matriculated 1995.
Wow.
That's right in there.
And I was just a youngster, just finished the school, 1996. Then didn't do so well, fell out the first round. 2000 was a better year for me. Most definitely 2000 when I got the bronze medal at the Olympics, and 2004 Athens Olympics.
Oh, man. Yeah, Sydney and Athens. And 96 was Barcelona.
Atlanta.
That was Michael Johnson's Olympics.
Got you.
200 to 400.
I love how humble you are. Like, oh, 1996, I didn't do so well. Yeah, because you were busy writing your matric exams. Literally 3 months before you were at the Olympics. That is an incredible achievement.
No, 95 I matriculated. Mm. And 96.
After that.
But I got fat. I gained some weight at the Olympics in 96 because everything was for free. McDonald's 24 hours.
And I came from Pretoria. Israelites like, hey.
Yeah, especially I'm from Bethel and then went to Pretoria. And the Coke machine was just in front of my door.
I was there. The yellow tight is daar in my werk. You can help yourself.
Druk het 'n noot in en hy skop Coke uit.
Ons het 'n vraag ingekry van Ruan. I sê, moes julle vir jouself kuiter in die Olympiese village of is daar 'n sentrale kombuis wat alles vir julle voorberei? Want dit moet natuurlik al julle die eetvoorkeure in gedagte hou en hoe hanteer julle dit? Baie dankie Ruan vir die vraag.
Kyk, by die Olympiese spele is alles voorberei. Daar's 'n food court en alle kos is daar. Daar's halal, Asian food. You name it, dit is daar. En dan sal, soos ek gesê het, McDonald's is ook daar. So. En is 24 uur beskikbaar. Jy kan net gaan, as jy honger is daar enige tyd, daar is kos 24 uur en jy het glad nie nodig om enige iets voor te berei vir jou nie.
Everything is sorted out. Yo, I find the concept of the Olympic Village fascinating, because we hear about this thing. And you're putting up, I mean, how many athletes at the Olympics? A couple of thousand?
Yeah. Mm.
Now you got to find accommodation. And my kop, is it baie soos a varsity res. Jy het jou kamertjie en jou klein bekkie en daar's niks in die plek nie. You got bare walls and so on. Is it so, is it meer as a hotel? Wat is die ding?
Nee Rob, dit is soos 'n dorm.
It is like a dorm.
Ja, dit is.
Yeah, okay.
Suid-Afrikaanse het 'n huise, woonstel soos ek kan sê.
Ja.
In elke land het sy eie, en al die atlete bly daar so tussen mekaar en agter en so.
Moet hulle daar bly?
Ek dink van die groot name.
Wat ons nou net, ons het vroeger gepraat vanmiddag, like the American basketball team. Is LeBron James staying in the Olympic Village?
Ek dink hy sal daar bly. Ek dink hy sal in die hotel bly. Hy sal tussen die atlete en agter. 96 Olympics het ons in Dom gebly, in woonstel. 2000 Olympics was dit soos 'n containers wat hulle gebou het vir Australië. En 2004 was dit weer soos dom geweest waar al die Suid-Afrikaners in 'n spesifieke blok gebly het en al die atlete in.
So basically you're going on matric camp.
Yeah.
But you're a prefect, so you get a room.
Maar dis 'n lekkerder ene.
Ja. En daar's natuurlik hulle speel die Olimpiese spele. Daar is, dit is die grootste vlak van kompetisie in die wêreld in terme van alle sport wat daar verteenwoordig word. So, do you make friends? Or are you kind of like, I'm here to win?
No, especially, basically, yeah, you make friends. That's why it's Olympics, yeah. A friendly place. Get to know people, and especially you know the people that you compete against. When you're in Europe, you compete against each other. You know, you've got your friends that you party with and go out with. But yeah, you make friends with other countries and other sports as well.
I want to find out all about this in particular, the partying and stuff, because the sport we can see on the screen, it's happening. We know who the medals are. We know who's best. Competing.
Everybody wanted that. Tickets.
Yeah.
The beach volleyball.
But we want to find out all the behind the scenes stuff. Llewellyn is here. We'll go and put pictures up of the Olympic torch has arrived as well. We'll talk about that whole ceremony.
And we still have the pleasure of being joined by Olympic bronze medal winner Llewellyn Herbert.
Llewellyn, questions coming in on this here WhatsApp line that people want to know. As athletes, do you get tickets to the other events?
Yes, we do. You just want to say what event you want to go watch.
Yeah.
And you put your name on. And if there's tickets available, you get a ticket.
They'll hook you up.
Yep.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Dit is lekker, want dan kan jy maatjies gaan kyk of jy kan nuwe maatjies maak. Mense wat jy maatjies maak.
Lots of people asking, ek dink jy het verduidelik. Atlete, jy bly by jou land, nie by jou sport nie. So it's not like they put all of the high jumpers in one dorm together and all of the South Afrikaners saam, you know, you go by country.
Dis reg, ja.
It's all laid out like that.
Llewellyn, do you still run? Are you still involved in athletics?
Nope.
So if you had to get on a track at the moment.
I'll die. you can plan my funeral so long. I only go to the gym, but track, I'll leave it for Keanu, my son.
Oh, is he doing athletics?
Yeah,
he's doing
athletics. Also 400-meter hurdles.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You can't fight them genes.
No, you can't.
You cannot. That's amazing.
That's also always a competition between me and him.
Yeah.
Whatever we do, there's a competition.
But at the moment, he's going to beat you because we're not going to find you on a track.
So, Llewellyn, when I mention names like Felix Sanchez and Angelo Taylor, what comes to your mind? Do you shiver in fear or do you remember the fun times? I mean, because these are like big competitors for you and these are the guys that you were running against.
Yeah, Joe, we mentioned that names. Big names, big athletes.
Yeah.
No fear. I never feared any athlete competing against me. I always believed I was the best.
Yeah.
And
we always lifted late.
Yeah. The last 200 meter. But great athletes.
Yeah.
Always good times competing against them and to prove you're better than they are. But
yeah.
Felix Sanchez, great athlete, a couple of times Olympic medalist, world champs. Angela Taylor, twice Olympic gold medalist.
Yeah.
But you've got to have that sense of, you know what? I'm not afraid of anyone. I'm going to get up to that starting line and I'm going to do the best that I can and I can beat these guys. Otherwise, then you, if you think negatively, I guess you won't get there.
Dis waar, want hoekom is jy daar? As jy op die baan stap en jy glo nie jy's die beste nie, hoekom is jy daar?
Yeah.
Ek het altyd geglo ek is die beste. Die ou wat wil wen, moet my eers wen. So jy fight die tweede en derde plek en aangetrek en dit het vir my gewerk.
Yeah.
Ek het geglo ek's die beste. My kop was sterk genoeg om te weet of te glo ek's die beste en dit het vir my gewerk. Kyk waar ek het 'n medalje gewen. 3 Olimpiese spele, 5 wêreldkampioenskappe, silwer medalje by die wêreldkampioenskappe in 1997. So jy moet glo jy's die beste.
Ja. Yeah. Is there like a, I don't know how to phrase the question. Is there a hierarchy at the Olympics where all of the athletes are looking at some of the sports and being like, oh, that's a bit lame? Do you know what I mean? Like if you're a 400 meter hurdleist, you must look at the people riding horses and be like, you're not working as hard as I am.
As in, so you want to know if they're jocks and then like they're the nerdy sports.
Good question. Are they jocks at the Olympics and then other sports?
I think so. I think almost respecteer the event that you do. Maar ek dink die mense wat 20 kilometer stap, nee, daar. Het jy nie geld vir petrol nie?
The ek shade. Ek het daai mense al gesien kommenteer, hulle lyk asof hulle vinniger stap as wat ek kan hardloop.
I knew someone she used to have national colors for walking when we were at varsity. Yes. She was the fittest human being I've ever encountered in my life.
And they're strict eh, like this, they must have both feet on the floor at the time and they're baie streng daarmee.
Luister, you brought your Olympic torch in. You were a torch bearer at 2004. That must be a cool phone call to get.
Yeah, I remember the day when they called me and they asked, would I be willing to be one of the torchbearers? Because the torch gets carried around the whole world before the Olympics. And I thought to myself, wow, I nominated to be a torchbearer and I can keep it. That's the best part.
Wow.
So they flew us down to Cape Town. There was 100 people in South Africa. And I hand over to Natalie de Toy.
Oh, amazing. Wow.
Iconic. Listen, it's all framed nicely now in a box. Have you ever had like a big birthday party or a New Year's Eve and taken out and lit it up and waved it around the garden?
Nope.
Because I'll be honest with you, I would have by this point.
Yes, but that's you, Rob. That's
you. I actually thought about it sometime just to break the glass and see if it still works. Because it still works. I just need to light it, but then you think afterwards, was it worth it?
Maybe on the 40-year anniversary, because now it's been 20 years since you carried that torch. Maybe in the 40-year anniversary you can light it up.
Maybe on my 50th birthday. Yeah. I'll do that.
Take the torch out for a little parade there. Listen, I love that you say that if you got onto a track at the moment, you would struggle, because we are launching the first of our Ordinary Olympics videos in about 10 minutes' time. Mm. You know that thing where they say ordinary people should give these events a go?
Yeah.
Roz and I did. We took a whole bunch of Olympic events, and we've tried them all. And I think you are the debut today.
I am the debut today.
What is your event?
My event is Women's Artistic Gymnastics Beam.
Balance Beam. What? If you want to see the video of Roseanne McKenzie doing the beam.
One of the things, however, that we did not try was hurdles.
No, we didn't.
No ways.
We were going to hurt ourselves. We hurt ourselves already,
yes.
But this is going to be epic. Llewellyn Herbert is hanging out with us this afternoon. If you've got any questions about the Olympics, someone who's been there and lived in the village and done the whole thing.
Olympian medalist Llewellyn Herbert still with us here in the studio.
Where's your medal in your house?
Medals got stolen.
Oh, no.
Yeah, World Champs and Olympic medal got stolen.
Oh.
But my wife, Angelique, my PA, I call her my PA because she did some research and everything and mailed the Olympic Committee and also the World Champs people.
Yeah.
And I get my medals back after the Olympics, be it my manager. My manager, when I competed, is getting both medals back.
Oh, man.
That
is
such
so
a good ending to that story.
Yeah. Yes.
Ach, Nia.
Because you hear about this all the time.
Yeah.
A medal getting stolen.
Remember when there was like that kind of story about the Webb Ellis Cup that also they attempted a robbery of it and luckily it was thwarted. Llewellyn, do you miss it? For all as you know, kyk al die fanfare en die groot oomblikke wat by die Olympiese Spele gebeur. As jy terugkyk en jy dit weer ervaar, mis jy dit?
Ja, ek mis dit. Ek mis die tour, die travel, verskillende lande toe. Ek mis die Olympics, die adrenaline. Dit is funny. Gewoonlik, voor ek weggespring het, ek die gevoel gehad van, ek wil nie deelneem, ek wil nie hardloop nie. Ek die lam gevoel.
Mm.
Maar as hy skoot klap, die eerste 5 meter, dan kom alles terug, dan gaan jy. Maar ja, ek mis dit. Ek mis die adrenaline, ek mis die vibe waar daar was en goeders by die Olympische Spele en by Olivier Ankomsen was gehad het.
Ja, I can imagine. It's such a unique human experience.
Right?
To be at this thing and staying in that village and hanging out with all of the people who've dedicated their lives as well. You know, it's really cool. Renee Fra, does Llewellyn have an Olympic tattoo?
Yeah.
I heard that's a thing. Like some people, you know, if you've been to the games, if you've appeared, then you can get one of those 5 rings tattoos.
Miskien moet ek een kry.
I mean, you deserve
one. You can still get one. I mean, come on, you've been to 3 of them.
Yeah.
Volgende
keer as jy my nooi, sal ek
een
tatoeëer.
When you get your medals back, actually, I'll do that.
Now suddenly Llewellyn's going to be sporting his new tattoo, new medals around his neck, waving his torch around his car.
I can see the 50th birthday party already. That is going to be the vibe.
Listen, while we're talking about Olympics and being a little silly, Roz's video is up.
Oh, my word.
What we've done is we've taken on a bunch of the Olympic events. We have side-by-sided us doing the event at the same time as one of the Olympic medalists. So if you want to go and watch Roseanne McKenzie's balance beam performance, superimposed with an Olympic champion, it is up now on the Jacker YouTube page. It's on TikTok at the moment. It's going to be on the website from about 6 o'clock onward.
McKenzie takes on Guan Chen Chen. It is really a thing to behold. And I love how you use the word balance beam. In my case, the word balance should be treaded very lightly upon. And please, that's all I'm going to say.
Please go and have a look. We're going to be unloading all our videos over the course of the next couple of days. They were so much fun to make.
Absolutely. Olympic spirit. That's what we have in abundance.
Llewellyn, thank you so much for your time, dude. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Ja, is lekker om vir jou in te hê vandag. Dankie dat jy die torch ingebring het.
Ja.
Het plezier en dankie dat jy my genooi het.
Incredible thing to see. Once you get your medals back, will you send us some pictures?
I will. Once we'll get send it to Joe.
Bye bye, donkey. Llewellyn Herbert, bronze medalist, Sydney 2000. Congratulations. Thanks for coming in.
Yes.